ABC Radio Australia.
He is one of Pacific's most loved comedians, originally one half of the iconic Laughing Samoans, to now leading a successful solo career. Tōwhinga Whepuliangi, he has spent years turning everyday Pacific life into comedy gold. I got to speak with Tōwhinga earlier about the stories behind his humour, his journey, and what fans can expect from his brand new live show heading here to Australia. It's Shush Your Mouth.
You know, you've become like one of the most recognizable comedic voices, not just in the Pacific, I think like across the world. For you, does that even faze you at all?
No, I've never thought of anything like that. I just enjoy what I do. Even if only five people like that, I just love putting smiles on people's faces, realizing what my purpose in life was in terms of comedy and making people laugh. It's been a pleasure every morning to be able to wake up and do what I do. It doesn't feel like work, so yeah, it doesn't faze me in terms of, I don't think of it like that.
What initially actually drew you to comedy?
Probably the earliest memories is when Mum and Dad would make me perform in front of our family, you know, when we have kōngai or family gatherings at home. I really, really used to love breakdancing back in the days, you know, especially being born in the mid-70s and, breakdancing and things like that. So I used to dance and I used to love the reaction, you know, they wanted more, they were happy and seeing the smiles on their faces. So, you know, from that to doing White Sunday in church, you know, doing productions with our junior youth group, you know, Sunday school. I think at an early age, I realized, you know, hey, I'm pretty good at doing this thing of performing. And it wasn't until 2003 when we did our first Laughing Samoan show, our Laughing with Samoans, where it was the first time I ever did it in public in terms of people were paying attention. Because I'm always performing in front of family, you know, they're always going to laugh. So even if you're really bad, they're like, oh, just laugh, just to make them feel good. So I'd never been so nervous before doing a public show. And then when I cracked my first joke, I heard the first sound of laughter. It felt like time had froze. And it was sort of like there. That's when I had a bit of a light bulb moment. And it felt like, you know, this is my purpose in life. This is what I want to do. Then the rest is history.
How much of your upbringing has sort of shaped like the characters or the, you know, the stories that you bring to the stage?
It's everything. My upbringing is everything. My family is everything. All the characters, you know, it's a mix of my real aunties and uncles, life experiences. And that's why all the comedy I do is about being a Samoan, you know, through the lens of a Samoan, you know, being born in New Zealand. I don't talk about anything else but my life growing up. So I never run out of material. As long as I have family, I'll never run out of material.
How then do you like balance the humour with respect, you know, when you are drawing from your culture, you know, from your faith, even your family?
Yeah, I think it is too. But also being raised as Samoan, you know, you need to understand the vā, the sacred space between how far you can push certain things. You push it to a stage where then you leave it up to their imagination. You know, it's being Samoan, whānau'alo is one of the key things, you know, in our culture, our manu. So, you know, you do stuff, you push the envelope, but with that respect in mind. When I do my stuff, I have to always imagine my parents being there and watching it and being proud of it. If they're not, then I know that maybe I'm going too far or, you know, maybe I need to change my career or something like that.
Do you ever test your jokes on your family, like, you know, with your wife and the kids?
Yeah, no. That's why it's cool to have family gatherings, you know, whānau'alo lovers and kōngai. That's where you test it out. I never test my stuff on my wife. She doesn't laugh at anything that I do, you know. I know she's laughing deep down inside. My kids are good, you know, they're good to try stuff on, but with our family, that's where you can test it out.
Let's sort of switch it up then, Tōwhinga, because, you know, comedy has actually changed a lot because of, you know, things like social media. How much does that sort of influence your work now?
I mean, you probably see, I don't really do that content stuff. I think, I don't know whether it's because I'm old school or just not really up to date with all the technology and stuff. But I, you know, some of these content creators, you know, they're funny, you know, they make me laugh and stuff, but I thrive on that live audience interaction. I just love being on stage because it's always going to be a different show. There are things that happen on the day or people coming in. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm against it or won't try it. Maybe later if I have time or maybe one of my kids might want to do some stuff together. But yeah, I just really enjoy the live action and live audience.
If you were not a comedian, what would you be doing?
I probably would have been a teacher, eh? You know, I love talking, sharing stories. I love teaching. I always wanted to be a policeman when I was a young kid. Wow. But then, you know, they got all that fitness stuff. Maybe if they gave me a dog, I'll be one of those policemen with a dog. And then I'll just let the dog do all the running and chasing. And I'll just wait over at the drive-thru.
Wow. Again, you're going to be here in Australia. Again, what can audiences expect from your new Shush Your Mouth show?
Yeah, I guess they can expect, for people who haven't seen me in a while, especially doing stand-up by myself, it's going to be a great show, plenty of stories. But this one is more like midlife crisis thing, me being in my 50s now, I'm 51 now, so it's talking about what it's like for me being a father as a son more, with my kids growing up, and also with my health journey, being married, all those sort of things. And also, the characters will come in and out. I mean, one classic part that I talk about, my health journey, for example, this morning I was really happy when I went to weigh myself, because trying to lose weight and that, but I don't know if you've noticed, but I lost my scales. Yeah, so I couldn't weigh myself, but it's going to be a fun time. If you know me, you're going to have a great time and great for the whole family, so you can bring your kids. Don't worry about babysitting, just bring them. And, you can bring your girlfriend, your wife as well, and the one on the side. Anyone, just bring everyone and anyone. And looking forward to coming over to Australia.
And that is proud Kiwi Samoan comedian Tōwhinga Whepuriai. Now look out for a show, Shush Your Mouth. It's touring from February 2026 across Australia.